That is Najiwan, Breaking the Dawn. Brand new music from them that just dropped this fall. Najiwan is from Canada and is one of the most prominent indigenous producers out there. Thank you for sending us such amazing music each and every week. And before that, one of my favorite groups, Greyhounds. They used to be the backing band for JJ and the Mofos. And that is brand new music from them called Can You Hear Me? I first was introduced to the Greyhounds with a song called What's On Your Mind, which if you need an introduction other than the one song that I just played, go back and check that out. It's so groovy. And then I got to see them live at Americana Fest. It was a showcase they were doing at Exit Inn, which is a really famous legendary bar there in Music City. It's sort of an alternative rock bar, you know? I mean, everybody thinks Nashville's all country, but no, there's all sorts of music going on down there, so it's really cool. They were awesome, got a picture with them, enjoyed the show, and we boogied. And now for a song called Glass House. This is from The Public Service.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I'm
Getting things started with the Smashing Pumpkins and Chrome Jets, brand new single from that band. And I actually heard this and went back and listened to all their other records like Siamese Dream and The Infinite Sadness. And whoa, are they ever great? I forgot how good that band was. And then I got into a deep wormhole with Billy Corgan. Really like that guy as well. Julian Taylor here, and you are listening to The Jukebox. Hope you're having a great week. We've got music coming up from a wonderful, soulful blues R&B artist from the South in the U.S. called Son Little. And we're going to play the song The River. If you like Leon Bridges, you're going to like Son Little. Mike Byrne is also on the show. He's from the Tobique First Nation in New Brunswick. And he's got a brand new single called New World. Love playing Mike Byrne on the show. He's also had a couple of top 10 hits on the IMC, the Indigenous Music Countdown. Velvet Trip from Sydney, Australia is on the show. This is a sort of psychedelic rock band, and they've got a song on the jukebox called Hurricane. I was listening to them. This was released in 2019, just before the pandemic. And from the East Coast, again, a legendary Canadian band, Sloan. They just released a brand new record this last September. It's called Based on the Best Seller. And here they are with Live Forever.
Summon the stricken to strong, but can it keep us alive? Yes, unless either you or your card is declined. Careful when you wish for future and aid. How do they do it? We're dying to know. It's true that when you wanna live forever, better lose your will and choose to kill. Be gone, but they'll never die. And what do we do when we should be dead? Careful what you wish for, future and day. And every day blending together, oh, it's true, it's true. That when you wanna live forever, better take your pill and try to kill a million more tomorrows. It's true, and when
misunderstood. You only want me when you're feeling good. You got me running around. Simmer down. Well, warming up when I'm cooling down. Communication merry-go-round. Well, no rhyme, no reason. I'm trying to please you, honey. You got me running around like a hurricane. Like a hurricane. You say I'm like a comet. The sea got my mind in another galaxy. You amuse me, won't you slow down to me, boy?
This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Clothes off it, break my mind.
October? What's Rocktober?
Rocktober is Long & McQuaid's amazing event in October, powered by Yorkville Sound.
Fantastic. Are Gibson and Epiphone included?
Yes.
Sure?
Uh-huh.
Trainer Orange and Blackstar amps?
Excellent.
Mapex drums?
You bet.
And Yorkville PA?
Indubitably. Plus Jupiter Brass and Woodwinds and a whole lot more. Come into any Long & McQuaid and celebrate with no interest financing and deals all month long. Check out LarnandMcQuaid.com for details.
This is Bird Note. The rose-breasted grosbeak and evening grosbeak take their names from their big, thick, seed-crunching beaks. Gros comes from old European root words meaning large or thick. But surprisingly, the two birds aren't closely related. That's because beaks ideal for opening tough, hard seeds, thick, conical beaks, evolved in more than one lineage of birds. Rose-breasted grosbeaks are actually more closely related to cardinals, which also have powerful beaks. Whereas evening grosbeaks belong to the finch family, which includes goldfinches and crossbills, an entire family of seed-eating specialists. But the two grosbeaks had their names before scientists understood that they weren't closely related. Yet another kind of bird shares the grosbeak name. In areas with a Cajun heritage, in southeast Texas and adjacent Louisiana, crawfish farmers speak of grosbeaks. Grosbeak is a regional name for the yellow-crowned night herons that hang around crawfish aquaculture ponds in search of an easy meal. Yellow-crowned night herons, too, are equipped with thick, stout beaks, ideal for crunching crabs and a farmer's crawfish. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Hi, my name is Lowell, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser Campus Radio.
Would you give me a beat?
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University.